Hey, is that true? In the case of popular cats, they call it a domestic short hair. I'm guessing in your case, that dog is considered a long hair. Is that true? Dr. Roy, what's your favorite kind of dog and or cat? AC2GS, K2LIW. I'm hearing you coming out of 375, and I believe I'm coming out of both. So, what's your favorite kind of cat or dog, Dr. Roy? Yeah, lucky John has got the property for an animal like this. I'm going to have to go away, John. You guys continue, and let me know when you settle all these issues. KC2WGB in the group, K2RIW clear but listening. Yeah, I did start responding to some of it, and I will eventually give you some further responses. Bye-bye for now.
Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2035 with a release date of Friday, October 28, 2016 follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Hams call CQ on summit from Europe to Australia. A special event station works to feed hungry kids. And a Halloween pumpkin patrol squashes mischief. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2035 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's only independent weekly amateur radio news and bulletin service. Now reporting from
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, code number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active. She'll be out in about 10, 15 minutes anyway, I'm sure. I got here early today.
I don't know why. I guess it was no traffic. That's what it was. I'm going to take a different route back today. I decided I'm going to turn around and get on Peninsula Boulevard via a different route. Because I don't like getting on Peninsula Boulevard over here. It's a little scary.
Okay, buddy. Where are you coming from? A place called Dumbo?
Oh, Richie, Dumbo is in Brooklyn. I'm not in Dumbo. I'm on Long Island. Peninsula Boulevard. That's coming towards you. Nowhere near Dumbo.
Okay, I wonder how far out you are, but... I gotta tell you something what Patty said to me yesterday. I'm very happy. She came down looking for cigarettes. So I said, I have a few. I'm not smoking them. So we got to talking, and I told her I don't smoke anymore. I use this, and I showed her the electronic cigarette. And she said, boy, you quit. You were out of control with cigarettes. I'm proud of you. And then she said she has to see a doctor today, and she may start one too.
Okay. Okay, but all right. Nobody quit yet, Richie. You're still sucking on plenty of nicotine. But you will quit. This is the first step. Now, I can't call that quitting. That's just changing your connection for nicotine. But it's the route to quitting. So that's a good thing. Maybe you'll do the same thing. And not only that, but you're doing no justice to those kids in that house because they're sucking up all that smoke, Richie.
Oh, I know. Well, there's no smoke now. It's just water vapor. So that's a big plus. And, now it's more than it is quitting, Barry, because I'm not lighting anything. It's all gone. It's all gone. I picked this thing up. I'm getting nicotine, but, I can get that kit. You could buy lower and lower amounts of nicotine until you could buy cartridges with no nicotine. Understand?
I understand completely. How many times have you quit in the past, Richie?
I don't know. I think I stopped twice. But it was torture, Barry, with the gum or the patch. Have to use willpower. On this, I don't have to. You understand? It's different.
Right, because you're getting the nicotine. So, what was the longest you ever quit? The longest period of time you ever quit?
Sure, a month, whatever. But it was rough. It was really rough. I don't find this rough at all. And hopefully, like I say, Patty, you use it too.
Was it a month or was it more than a month?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Okay, I kind of remember. I think it was more like 3 months. But if you can remember, let me know, because that says a lot, how long you quit. I remember when my father quit. After a month, he didn't want a cigarette anymore, so I don't know.
Now, like I said, everybody is different. His electronic cigarette is great. You know, Patty's... Patty was scoffing down cigarettes, too. And she still is. I really wanted to stop. And I think you have to have some goals. You have to have some goals in mind. My goals right now are to buy Christmas presents for my family. That's the immediate goal. And then later on, I want to buy that. I want to have that fellow Mohammed put that new Ford down, which is $3,200.
How many packs a day does Jeremy smoke, do you know?
Jeremy started late in life. Even though I started, I think he's less than a pack.
Okay, so Patty smokes about 2 packs a day. Jeremy smokes about 1 pack a day. Is that correct?
Right here, close. Jeremy is a little with maybe 1/2 a pack a day, or 3/4 of a pack a day. Patty and I both smoke a lot. She smokes 3 packs a day, and I'm smoking 3.5, about that, you know?
Okay, and 3 packs a day. Jeremy about 1/2 a pack and 3/4 of a pack every day. Now, do they smoke outside the house or do they smoke inside the house?
It's both, both. But I know Patty has said to me once, she feels bad for the little boy. Sometimes she hangs her head out the window.
Okay, well, when the weather's cold outside, I don't think she'd be hanging her head out the window. Okay, just asking. I'm asking because, my father was a smoker. He smoked about, I don't even know, because I was younger. But it was more than 1 pack a day, though. I know that. I do remember, and he smoked for many, many years. Sometimes he would smoke more than 1 pack a day. I know that. It depends on how nervous he was or how aggravated he was. You know, smoking and aggravation go hand in hand.
Oh, they certainly do, Barry. And with me, you know, the Tourette syndrome would pick up when I would quit. And this time, it's not. I feel fine.
Okay, well, there's a lot of traffic this morning. Still dark out. Dawn has not dawned yet, but I think in the next 30 minutes, I'll start to see a little light in the sky.
Oh, yeah, I think so, Barry. I agree. Gets lighter, lighter and lighter. We're getting on to winter. Pretty soon it'll be Christmas.
Right around the 31st is the longest, shortest, I'm sorry, shortest day of the year. So the days are still getting shorter, Richie.
It's not the 31st. It's the 21st. Right before Christmas.
Okay, that's the shortest day of the year. Okay, very good. That's close. And after that, they start getting longer again, right away. You never know it. I think we lose about 1 minute a day, approximately, of daylight as we're going into the darkness season, which we're going into.
Yes, I'm not sure. By the way, N2MB, this is N2EO. Very good, Barry. I heard it's about 1 minute a day, but I'm really not sure. Anyway, my voice is still hoarse. I hope that goes away, but I probably got damage to my vocal cords.
I don't know. Because I think, according to your vocal cords, you might still be smoking, so... But you are doing that, so I don't know. It may not be that. It may be the fact that you're still smoking.
Well, nicotine doesn't do that. It's a cigarette smoke, it does that. And that's gone.
I'm no expert. I don't know. Give time. It's only been a few days, Rich.
And well, hopefully the horses will go away. I hope.
The door is opening, and I think somebody's getting out of the barn. So I'll see you a little later in 2EO and 2MB. I ain't going to touch that line.
All right, Barry, I don't know exactly what you're referring to. What's up? Somebody getting into the car?
Yeah. Sidney's coming out.
All right, Barry, I'll catch you later. Give me a call when you get home. How's that sound?
Perfectly fine. And I should be home in about an hour. Be home in about an hour. See you a little later. N2EO and 2MB.
Okay, Barry, have a good day. N2MB and 2EO.
Thank you. tonight at 8:30 WQVL Repeater System.